Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on lots of money. It makes a lot the same.
Sir Elton bringing us back. It's Leave On, his first American song. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him, and he might be able to help you. If you have needs of someone who's an absolute world-class expert on all things cyber, especially the security part of that. Scott, thanks again for being here. You mentioned in the last segment about incident response. You identified continuity plan and a disaster plan, and you described what both of those are. So do that again real quick, or describe what they are real quick, and then give us the elements of each one of those that we can work on.
Absolutely. First, we have a disaster recovery plan, or DRP. That's for keeping things running in the short term after something goes wrong. Like, there's a disaster happening, and that's keeping your computer systems up and running. Now, the BCP, the business continuity plan, is about recovering your, basically getting your business back up and running, the assets, the processes, within a reasonable amount of time afterwards. So the disaster recovery plan is for while it's happening, making sure your business doesn't get destroyed on the spot. The business continuity plan is for getting you back to where you were before this happened. Mm-hmm. And of course, by nature, typically these things are needed with little or no warning. Like there's no advance. Like, oh no, our building's on fire, right? What will we do? Mm-hmm. And if you're totally unprepared for that, that can actually destroy your business. I mean, mm-hmm. I know it sounds alarmist, but that's not a situation you ever want to find yourself in.
Right. Well, you got floods, you got tornadoes, you got hurricanes, you got
tornadoes, hurricanes,
you got vandalism, you got terrorism. There's all kinds of things that could go bump in the night. So what are some of the main elements? What are some of a handful of the main elements that work either individually or for both of these examples?
Well, the first thing that happens with these is something called a business impact analysis, which basically identifies what parts of your business are performed by each part of your business. In effect, for each thing you're looking at, what's the financial risk of not doing this particular thing? Then is there a regulatory issue with that?
Right.
And then how will that affect you with your customers? Will your customers leave? Will it ruin your reputation?
That's one of the first things that we're going to look at.
For sure. And the thing is, then you need to ask yourself, okay, well, how in this part of business not working?
Mm-hmm.
How significant will that be? And how quickly do we need to get this back up and running not to really damage our business?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, you're talking about a bank. Marketing is critical for a bank, no question.
Right.
But in the short term, it has nothing on, say, payment processing. If a bank can't process payments, they're in big trouble. Whereas the marketing can wait a little bit.
Well, another Main Street bank, another Main Street example would be, I've got business customers, I've got consumers. I got individual customers. I'm going to be a little more worried about keeping my business customers going than I am necessarily about people coming in the front door because if you do business with both of them. But let's get into some of the main elements. I can't imagine that the cloud can't be a big part of both of these.
Oh, sure. I mean, it can be set up different ways, but in effect what happens is you can either have an outside company help you with this. There are a ton of free templates available online.
What would we search for?
You could literally search for Small Business BCP.
BCP, okay.
Or Business Continuity Plan.
Right, okay.
Small Business BCP, you'll get something like ready.gov has something.
What if we want to build it ourselves? Don't I need cloud backup?
You definitely can build one of these yourself. It's an involved process. That's the thing. I don't want to pretend this is something you'll do in an afternoon. It isn't.
Right.
What a lot of companies wind up doing is they'll bring in an outside expert to help guide the process.
Right.
But your own internal people are actually critical because they understand your business. They know what matters, what needs to continue when something's going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it can even be something as simple as, okay, we just had a gas leak. Our building literally exploded. We've got everybody out, which is great, but how do we keep working? How do our employees even talk to each other?
All right, so a big disaster for me would be if somebody stole my laptop.
Yeah, and that's something you would have
all my stuff is in the cloud.
If your stuff's in the cloud, you can get a new laptop and have it repopulated.
It's on my hard drive. It's all it's all access to me on my hard drive, but it's also backed up in the cloud. So that's kind of covers both of those tests.
Well, there's
it?
A couple of things to look at there. Is there, you know, a data breach in question here? Is the data on your laptop protected? Is it encrypted?
Right.
Or is the data backed up in the cloud, in which case you can get a new laptop and bring that information back to where you need to be? Because part of a disaster recovery plan is looking at what's called different levels of disaster.
And a simple password on getting into the computer might not be enough for the really good bad guys.
Oh, we can go into passwords at length.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com. Hey, Scott, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you,
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day with more on cybersecurity. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.